Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Craig Anderson, a South Dakota pig farmer and a member of the board of directors of the National Pork Producers Council. Thanks for joining us, Craig.
Thanks for having me.
The National Pork Producers Council has called for assistance in dealing with the current COVID-19 epidemic. First of all, what are the most pressing concerns related to COVID-19 at this stage for the pork sector, and why?
Well, some of the most pressing concerns that we have for the pork sector is that since we're a little bit labor short anyway, we don't need to start losing any people from the disease in the plants. Just if we start losing more workers, it's really going to put a bottleneck on us, and it's going to start backing up the pig flows in all of the different sectors.
What sectors of the pork sector at this point are most affected by existing labor shortages and potential increased shortages, and why and where?
Well, some of the segments that have the most need for extra labor is, of course, the packing plants. Not all of the packing plants are running two shifts, so that is creating a bottleneck for us to begin with. And then if we lose some of the labor in the packing plant, then it starts backing up into everything else. And the other place that we need to have more labor, of course, is in the farrowing barns. For the farrow, it's more labor-intensive, and the more labor-intensive sectors are the ones that we have the most need for the labor.
How chronic is this labor shortage at this point, and what challenges does that create, and what changes have threatened a further squeeze on the labor situation, and how?
Well, right now I believe that a part of the labor situation is they put a ban on anybody coming in from Mexico for the labor end of it for a while, and so that is going to reduce any of the foreign workers that we have coming up. And when we're not working with full shifts in the first place, and when we have the number of hogs that we do, we don't need to have any hiccup in the supply chain at all.
What request are you making? Who has that request been made to, and why?
We have requested a little bit more of the need and expressed our need for the H-2A visa program, and we need to have that revised to include year-round workers. And then some of the hog farmers use the TN visa program, and then that's another one that we have been making requests at the U.S. Department of State is the main place that we've been talking to, but also the U.S. Ag Department.
And what about the temporary rollback on visas that has been imposed because of COVID-19?
Well, that's what is that's pretty well put a stop to anything coming additional. So that's where we really don't need to have any kind of a hiccup right now at all. And so we would like to have them loosen up some of that to get some extra labor in for the farm end of it and the packing plant end of it.
What are the potential consequences of failing to address the labor situation in a timely manner?
Well, just for an example, a bunch of the schools have closed in some of the states, and we're on our first week of school closing, and now the governor had requested that we have another week of school closing. Well, just as a fact for childcare, then we're starting to lose some workers to stay home to take care of the kids and things like that. Well, the more you, it just creates a snowball effect. If we start losing some there, if some start getting sick and they need to stay home for the 2 weeks, we need to have somebody that we can backfill into the labor supply, especially on the packing plant, And then the farm situation isn't maybe quite as bad. But trucking is also another place that we don't need to have any lose any workers and lose any truck drivers out of that.
How important is timing?
Timing is crucial, as you are familiar with, that most of these pig flows are working on such a tight schedule anymore. You might have only a 2 or 3 day turnaround in some of the flow. And so if we have a very much of a hiccup, that just snowballs through the whole entire chain.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Well, I think we need to keep all of us in our prayers and stuff and keep it all in mind that we're going to need to work through a lot of different stuff. And with farmers, we don't get a chance to teleconference and telecommute, whether any sector of farming. We have to be out there and we have to keep things rolling as best as we can.
Thank you very much.
And thanks for having me on again.
Our guest has been Craig Anderson, a South Dakota pig farmer and a member of the National Pork Producers Council Board of Directors. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.